من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دواء لا يستجاب له. أما بعد، today we have a very important topic. I consider it is a crisis on the Ummah, but in different one. Ummah meaning nation. Nation.
Ummah. Nation.
Yeah. Now, if we look today, when a Muslim or a person embrace Islam, he go to one masjid, they tell them 1, 2, 3. They go to another person, they tell them 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. They go to another person, 5, 6, 7. Mm-hmm. And the person get confused. Mm-hmm. Whom he listen to? Mm-hmm. Each one present a piece of Islam, mm-hmm. and each person claim this is the only way. Mm-hmm. This is the best way. Mm-hmm. Now, for me, mm-hmm. if I'm a new Muslim, mm-hmm. what to do? Mm-hmm. It's a confusion, mm-hmm. and it's causing doubt, mm-hmm. and it can put me in a limbo, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Now, what I do? Mm-hmm. Sure, if you're sincere, mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you, mm-hmm. because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, in many places, He promised, mm-hmm. those who struggle for Him, mm-hmm. He will show them mm-hmm. His way. Mm-hmm. Now, we as a Muslim today, right now, we inherited a very long time between out of colonialism, out of sleep. I call it out of whack. What it mean? We have been denied the right understanding and the right teaching of Islam for over 300 to 500 years ago. And when a person go to sleep and he wake up, mm-hmm. he will never go straight. Mm-hmm. He will start mm-hmm. bounce. Mm-hmm. Why? He's not stable yet. Mm-hmm. His mind and his intellect is not stable yet. Mm-hmm. He's not awake completely. Mm-hmm. And wonder what happened. Because we are in this period of time, mm-hmm. and we're going from one transition after another, mm-hmm. you find in Islam today, you find many branches, many ideology, mm-hmm. many understanding, mm-hmm. and each one claim I'm the one. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a new Muslim. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes a beating, mm-hmm. a big beating between one person to another, mm-hmm. and one group to another, mm-hmm. until mm-hmm. Allah guide you. Mm-hmm. But this meeting, by the will of Allah, mm-hmm. I will try to help anyone, mm-hmm. new Muslim, mm-hmm. to discover mm-hmm. what is it, mm-hmm. and where are we coming from. Mm-hmm. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah be, give him peace and blessing be upon him, he left us mm-hmm. at 23 years mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. a complete journey mm-hmm. between the disbelief to the ultimate belief. Mm-hmm. Anytime mm-hmm. we want to mm-hmm. embrace Islam mm-hmm. and follow the right message, mm-hmm. we have to go back to the 23 years. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. today, every time you meet any group of people, mm-hmm. they claim they are the only one following this message of the 23 years. Mm-hmm. Now, what I do? Something came in my heart before you came. It's almost like a person won't be a surgeon. He won't be a doctor. Mm-hmm. But he do not want to spend 7 years in college. Mm-hmm. And no 2-year training. Mm-hmm. And no another 2 years mm-hmm. specialist in any part. Mm-hmm. But he won't go to the operation room. Mm-hmm. He wears a mask. Mm-hmm. He wears the dressing of the surgeon. Mm-hmm. And he have some terminology. Mm-hmm. Can he do an operation? Mm-hmm. Can he be successful? Can he help different people?
Mm-hmm.
What happened if this person saw only one operation in his life?
Mm-hmm.
He might try to imitate,
mm-hmm.
but he might be successful,
mm-hmm.
but most likely he would be a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the knowledge,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't have the expertise,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't know the sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said it before,
mm-hmm.
everything in Islam mm-hmm. has a sequence.
Mm-hmm.
By this way, today every group,
mm-hmm.
they have a portion of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them is correct.
Mm-hmm.
All of them
mm-hmm.
is correct. And the majority is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
How it works? Each one is correct mm-hmm. from their own perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But they are wrong
mm-hmm.
for the benefit of Muslim,
mm-hmm.
Islam,
mm-hmm.
and mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a duty.
Mm-hmm.
We have a role
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
I give you example
mm-hmm.
without mentioning name. Some people believe,
mm-hmm.
for example, a woman should be completely covered,
mm-hmm.
not talk to nobody,
mm-hmm.
and sit at home
mm-hmm.
and be served.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Islamic constitution,
mm-hmm.
this is what they believe and they have their own evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this coming from?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But let's investigate and find out where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Just almost 1 year before the Prophet died,
mm-hmm.
this was revealed.
Mm-hmm.
These verses
mm-hmm.
about this topic was revealed
mm-hmm.
for the mother of the believer,
mm-hmm.
which is the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And according to their own ideology and understanding,
mm-hmm.
which is correct in somehow,
mm-hmm.
if they are our mother in belief, meaning
mm-hmm.
they are our role model,
mm-hmm.
which correct,
mm-hmm.
but they forget one thing.
Mm-hmm.
At this time,
mm-hmm.
also men
mm-hmm.
was a role model,
mm-hmm.
and they know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they take care about the need of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running the government,
mm-hmm.
they're running the locality,
mm-hmm.
they're running the real life according to Islamic rule.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if I do that,
mm-hmm.
who will feed me?
Mm-hmm.
Who will take care about me?
Mm-hmm.
Who will do the jobs of all this early woman did?
Mm-hmm.
This woman did that in the end of their time.
Mm-hmm.
After 23 years of struggle,
mm-hmm.
doing many things,
mm-hmm.
even working in the army,
mm-hmm.
helping the people,
mm-hmm.
be a part in the army,
mm-hmm.
acting as a nurse,
mm-hmm.
acting as a teacher,
mm-hmm.
you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Be really participating in many part of the ummah,
mm-hmm.
the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Today we have to discover
mm-hmm.
mankind is two part,
mm-hmm.
male
mm-hmm.
and female.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell the female to sit home,
mm-hmm.
but in the meantime the male is not ready to do the job,
mm-hmm.
what this female will do?
Mm-hmm.
The second part,
mm-hmm.
second question,
mm-hmm.
if this female sit at home,
mm-hmm.
who will educate them about the necessity of the knowledge they need in their life?
Mm-hmm.
Who will educate them about how to be
mm-hmm.
a mother,
mm-hmm.
how to be a role model?
Mm-hmm.
Who will educate them about Islam?
Mm-hmm.
Who will educate them about basic necessity of knowledge in life?
Mm-hmm.
Who will educate them about how to be a good wife and good mother?
Mm-hmm.
Is not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Islam has a pillar of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Is, yes, Islam is complete. The message of Allah is complete.
Mm-hmm.
The message of the Prophet is complete. The Quran is complete
mm-hmm.
and will never change.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
like anything in life,
mm-hmm.
we have to take it according to the condition
mm-hmm.
and build up.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
For example, today, if I take an ordinary female, any female, from where any country or any nation,
mm-hmm.
until her embrace Islam,
mm-hmm.
put complete niqab, complete cover,
mm-hmm.
sit at home, don't do anything. Is this really realistic?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And how she can benefit herself and benefit other?
Mm-hmm.
Cannot.
Mm-hmm.
How she will be educated?
Mm-hmm.
Is the Muslim people really really, you know, so knowledgeable and so kind and so nice, and they know their job to the point they will take her address and go educate her? Some people said, but the early wife of the companion was educated about their own husband. Correct, because his husband used to sit down with the Prophet by himself, get the pure knowledge and revelation from him. How many men today, they have the basic knowledge of revelation and basic knowledge of Islam? You hardly see one. And even if you see them, you will see them the way we started with ideology and different understanding. Now, like I tell you before, every group, they say what they have to say. Now, we have to discover this religion, this deen, this way of life, it has a pillar. The highest pillar of this religion is Rahmah, mercy. Everything according to the mercy. We have to be mercy to mankind. We have to be mercy to each other. And we have to be wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, he said, invite people with wisdom and good say. Now, what is the wisdom? Can I go to a woman from she never cover up to complete cover up all overnight? You know? Let me give you example. Imagine I have a problem in my system and I go to a doctor and he give me some antibiotic. The antibiotic is good, but I have sensitive stomach, or I have ulcer, and he did not check my condition. Yes, the antibiotic is good. Yes, it's correct, and it is prescribed for this condition. But I have another side effect and many conditions. The doctor should take care about it, and he should know which one first. For example, he might tell me eat first, or take this medication first, or when your blood pressure is stabilized, you can take this medication, or you have anemia, and when your body is strong, you can start taking your medication. We have to set priority according to condition. Because Islam is not a way of life according to me. Is a way of life according to the Creator, the Almighty. And He created us. And He knows we are weak. And He knows we cannot do anything except gradually. This is why Quran came gradually. If you study the biography of the Prophet, you will learn a lot. Not the Quran. The biography of the Prophet will teach you how to understand Quran. But you have to read it and study it according to the Prophet, not according to a living scholar with his own ideology and his own commentary. No. And you have to seek the wisdom of how the revelation was step by step, 1 year after another, condition after condition. And all the revelation came in the last 5 to 7 years from revelation. Meaning revelation was 23 years, for 13 years almost no revelation. Only talk about how to build faith, how to build a relationship between you and the Creator, how to know who you are and who's the Creator. Because don't forget, we do not know. You do not know who you are. You do not know who's the Creator. Now, the Creator wants you first to know who you are and who He is. Because once this relationship is established, and once you discover, you know, who you are to the Creator, you will give Him His right. And you start building faith. When you build the faith, now this building faith will allow you to become devoted to Him. Because devotion, it needs knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be devoted until you love.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot love unless you know the bounty of whom you love.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why you find 2/3 mm-hmm. of the Quran revealed in Mecca mm-hmm. to educate people about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the early scholars, they say,
mm-hmm.
you will never go to Medina,
mm-hmm.
which is another town,
mm-hmm.
unless you do Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
Mecca was 13 years period,
mm-hmm.
Medina was 10 years period.
Mm-hmm.
Mecca has only 2-3 command,
mm-hmm.
or 2-3 regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And Medina, all the regulation came later.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that,
mm-hmm.
like for example, hijab, to cover
mm-hmm.
the woman,
mm-hmm.
is revealed between the 6 and the 8 years after immigration to Medina.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning,
mm-hmm.
approximately between 19 to 21 years
mm-hmm.
from the beginning of revelation.
Mm-hmm.
What it means?
Mm-hmm.
When I meet somebody embrace Islam,
mm-hmm.
I start with the end of the 21 or I start from the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand me? From the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you're building faith.
Mm-hmm.
You're building understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you be mercy to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I give you example.
Mm-hmm.
A man came and he believe in Islam,
mm-hmm.
but he has a 2 girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he tell me, the Islam, according to Islam, I cannot have a girlfriend. I said, correct.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, I'm right now is weak.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I drink alcohol once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can I ask him to wait
mm-hmm.
until he break his habit?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask him to wait until he become a perfect believer?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, if you study in Quran,
mm-hmm.
2/3 of the Quran, all you people,
mm-hmm.
almost 6,000 6,000 verse talk about mankind and the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
500 verse only regulation. 6,000 verse approximately,
uh-huh.
give and take.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, for example, 5,800 verse
uh-huh.
approximately
uh-huh.
only
uh-huh.
talk about the Creator
uh-huh.
and the relationship
uh-huh.
and how to build faith.
Uh-huh.
And 500 verse only
uh-huh.
talk about revelation
uh-huh.
and regulation.
Uh-huh.
Now, this 500 verse
uh-huh.
for regulation is start of all you believe.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's a big difference between you became a Muslim
uh-huh.
and a mu'min.
Uh-huh.
A Muslim meaning you embrace Islam.
Uh-huh.
You submit to the will of the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Believe
mm-hmm.
is a journey. You develop it one day after another,
mm-hmm.
according to the knowledge,
mm-hmm.
according to the environment,
mm-hmm.
according to your struggle.
Mm-hmm.
The more you build knowledge and understanding,
mm-hmm.
the more you develop your own
mm-hmm.
belief,
mm-hmm.
and the belief start to rise.
Mm-hmm.
When the belief rise, now you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to implement the regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ قَوِي فَدْخُلُوهُ بِرِفْقٍ. This faith
mm-hmm.
is very strong,
mm-hmm.
very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Enter slowly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Enter very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Why? If you enter quick, it will break you.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot take it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to this man. If I deny him
mm-hmm.
to enter Islam,
mm-hmm.
meaning I deny him to believe in as a creator,
mm-hmm.
if he die, he go to hellfire.
Mm-hmm.
But if he believe
mm-hmm.
and he's still a sinner,
mm-hmm.
he believer, but he's a sinner,
mm-hmm.
big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is more mercy?
Mm-hmm.
To make him die as a disbeliever or make him die as a believer with some sins?
Mm-hmm.
And the creator know his condition.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Sins.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Creator, he know his weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And he know he's trying.
Mm-hmm.
We will never be angel,
mm-hmm.
but we only try.
Mm-hmm.
Try step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Try.
Mm-hmm.
The Creator, only he want from us is to struggle,
mm-hmm.
to try.
Mm-hmm.
What about tawfiq, ability? Ability from the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we have to invite people to the mercy of the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yeah.
after that, what you're going to do later on
mm-hmm.
is between you and the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Because also human being is a very complicated machine.
Yeah.
Each one of us is unique.
Yeah.
The heart is unique.
Mm-hmm.
The understanding is different.
Mm-hmm.
The opening from Allah to each heart is unique.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot dictate opening.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Opening from Him, the Almighty, the only one.
Mm-hmm.
By this way, I only can talk, I only can invite.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the most important priority topic?
Mm-hmm.
To build your faith.
Mm-hmm.
To build your understanding. Not to make you dress as a surgeon. No, because you do not have it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Dress as a surgeon will come later on.
Mm-hmm.
When you start want to be a surgeon,
mm-hmm.
when you start really understand the job,
mm-hmm.
when you really embrace your own religion
mm-hmm.
and faith,
yeah.
you see?
Yeah.
And at this time, you will start building
mm-hmm.
according to your own faith.
Mm-hmm.
You see, sometime
mm-hmm.
I get very upset from the people who acting like that with a lot of hush, without no mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question for them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a state of this faith today, just like that from the time your mother gave you birth?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, this understanding you have,
mm-hmm.
and this knowledge you have,
mm-hmm.
it's just like that overnight? Or it take you a journey,
mm-hmm.
until you reach what you're reaching? Why are you pushing
mm-hmm.
certain understanding against me overnight?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? If Allah did not do it, if the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing about him, he never do it, how about me? You see?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a man came to the Prophet and he tell him, oh, the Prophet of Allah, allow me to commit adultery. Imagine, he's going to the Prophet, he take him next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked to him in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do you like it to your mother?
Mm-hmm.
He said, no. He said, do you like it to your daughter? He said, no.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do you like it to your sister? He said, no.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it to your aunt? He said, no. And he kept repeating different people in his family.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, no. He said, similar. People do not like it for their people too.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he made dua for him.
Mm-hmm.
He asked Allah to give him cure from what he has.
Mm-hmm.
He went and he said, I swear by Allah, I left him and I have a lot of love for him and I hate adultery. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is his teaching now.
Mm-hmm.
He did not tell him, what are you doing? You're crazy? You're coming to me like that? Now, another man came to him
mm-hmm.
and actually in Medina and he was drunk. Drunk. One of the companion, his name Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, is a very tough companion. He said, oh, the Prophet of Allah, allow me to cut his head off. He said, Umar, dare you touch him. He loves Allah and his Rasul. Don't ever touch him. He loves Allah and his Messenger. Sit down. And he welcomed him. And he heard that the man started crying. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, oh the Prophet of Allah, I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make dua for me? He took his hand,
mm-hmm.
the blessing hand,
mm-hmm.
and he put it in his chest, and he asked Allah to make him away from alcohol. He said, I left, and nothing I hate most more than alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and I never touch it.
Mm-hmm.
What we learn from that?
Mm-hmm.
Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Mercy. Sometimes people will come to him and ask him question, and he will not answer. And later on they ask him, oh, the Prophet of Allah, we ask you this topic many times. How come you do not answer? He said, if I reply, it become a command.
Mm-hmm.
And if it become a command, you will not able to burden it.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be mercy to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me what you cannot burden.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see me quiet, don't ask me about why I'm quiet about something.
Mm-hmm.
This is a teaching of the Prophet. By this way today, if we look to the condition of the Muslim,
mm-hmm.
the condition is very out. Very out.
And so I have to, can you repeat the one you said about quiet? I kind of missed that part. The last sentence that you said before going into the condition of the Muslims today? Can you remember about
okay.
that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you
oh
that part,
okay, what happened is
mm-hmm.
the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam
mm-hmm.
he command us
yeah.
with different command
mm-hmm.
and he command us of certain things not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was quiet, meaning silent.
Mm-hmm.
In certain condition,
mm-hmm.
he did not mm-hmm. comply.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, mm-hmm. don't ask me about things I did not talk to you about it.
Uh-huh.
Messenger and prophet before me,
mm-hmm.
people keep pushing about different topic
mm-hmm.
until it become obligation again in them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I do not forget nothing. If you see me quiet about something, is mercy. Is mercy. Don't dig. And he could warn us, whoever dig and become forbidden, he will bear the burden.
That's a little difficult for me to understand that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened is, the constitution in Islam,
yeah.
okay,
mm-hmm.
is many part.
Mm-hmm.
One part, the pure command of do and don't in Quran.
Okay.
And another part,
yeah.
completely equal.
Mm-hmm.
All the command of do and don't of the Prophet.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But during his life, because he's a role model
mm-hmm.
and the teacher of every Muslim until the Day of Judgment,
mm-hmm.
people used to ask him question about different topic
mm-hmm.
and he will not answer.
Uh-huh.
He will not reply.
Uh-huh.
And when they really pushed for it, later on he said, I did not be quiet because I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I do not be quiet and silent
mm-hmm.
because I do not want. It's just I'm trying to be mercy to you.
Mm-hmm.
People before you ask their messenger and prophet about many things
mm-hmm.
and it become obligation. Yes, and they cannot burden.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
mm-hmm.
in Ramadan,
mm-hmm.
in the months of Ramadan,
mm-hmm.
in the last few years before he died,
mm-hmm.
actually in the last 1 year before he died,
mm-hmm.
the companions saw him
mm-hmm.
praying certain prayer.
Mm-hmm.
They never see him pray it before.
Mm-hmm.
They start performing line behind him
mm-hmm.
and they start imitate him
mm-hmm.
and pray with him.
Mm-hmm.
The following day,
mm-hmm.
he came out
mm-hmm.
in the same time,
mm-hmm.
they pray with him too.
Mm-hmm.
Third day,
mm-hmm.
he did not show up.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth day, he did not show up.
Mm-hmm.
But when he show up, he find them
mm-hmm.
praying exactly like him.
Mm-hmm.
A man running after him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, the Prophet of Allah,
mm-hmm.
you approve what we're doing? He didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He was silent.
Mm-hmm.
He keep yelling,
mm-hmm.
oh, the Prophet of Allah,
mm-hmm.
is this okay? Can we do it?
Mm-hmm.
He was silent.
Mm-hmm.
One day, 2 days later, the man asked him, oh, the Prophet of Allah, I ask you many times,
mm-hmm.
and he never replied to me.
Mm-hmm.
He never say anything. Why? He said, if I said yes,
mm-hmm.
it become compulsory.
Obligation
uh-huh. in every Muslim until the Day of Judgment,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot burden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
By this way, when he was silent,
mm-hmm.
to make it voluntarily.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
Because if he said yes,
mm-hmm.
now it become obligation
uh-huh.
in every Muslim to do this prayer.
Okay, I see.
It's many situation like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By this way, today, you find every group, every sect in Islam, they take a piece of Islam,
mm-hmm.
and they want it to implement,
mm-hmm.
and they ignore the sequence.
Mm-hmm.
The sequence is a part of Islam identical.
Mm-hmm.
And also Islam teach us something.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we do something,
mm-hmm.
we have to do it according to the benefit of the person,
mm-hmm.
and the environment around him.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot take the environment away.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give the person according
mm-hmm.
to their level.
Uh-huh.
For example, average non-Muslim, when they embrace Islam,
mm-hmm.
with lack of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
lack of environment,
mm-hmm.
lack of support,
mm-hmm.
love, lack of brotherhood,
mm-hmm.
lack of sisterhood,
mm-hmm.
lack of everything,
mm-hmm.
the situation against them is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Even us is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Now I go, I start with Medina or
mm-hmm.
I start with Mecca?
Mm-hmm.
I start with Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be mercy to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if today
mm-hmm.
one person enter Islam
mm-hmm.
and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah
mm-hmm.
wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah
mm-hmm.
with complete conviction
mm-hmm.
in their heart,
mm-hmm.
they already will enter paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they will be dipped in hellfire for some time
mm-hmm.
according to their sins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if they do not say it at all
mm-hmm.
and they deny the message,
mm-hmm.
according to Quran, they will be in hellfire for infinity.
Mm-hmm.
By this way, from mercy to mankind, I should invite to Islam
mm-hmm.
and allow them to grow slowly according to their level.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
You add to that, the environment is so tough and against all the Muslim understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it in the TV and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we can learn even in Eurasian history
mm-hmm.
from every group try to implement Quran and Sunnah the way it is. Without any education.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Afghanistan today
mm-hmm.
and look at the amount of program on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's very scary
mm-hmm.
and very tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, he implemented the constitution,
mm-hmm.
but they implemented so harshly,
mm-hmm.
without no mercy.
Mm-hmm.
It made people running away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran.
Mm-hmm.
He said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. O the Prophet of Allah, from the mercy I put it in you,
mm-hmm.
you become soft.
Mm-hmm.
And if you was harsh,
mm-hmm.
they will run away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive them
mm-hmm.
and be soft with them
mm-hmm.
and consult with them.
Mm-hmm.
This Allah advised to his own prophet.
Mm-hmm.
What about me?
Mm-hmm.
Can I do that today?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if every Muslim embrace Islam, he or she. I go right away for the ultimate revelation,
mm-hmm.
and we have without no any education,
mm-hmm.
no understanding,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you will do, but you will not able to burden it
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You will do without love and devotion.
Mm-hmm.
You will do not for Allah.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
and it will cause a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And if society become against you, you will not able to burden it.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so weak.
Mm-hmm.
Your iman is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith is not there.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Like building faith is inside.
Mm-hmm.
The more you're building faith,
mm-hmm.
the more you implementing Islam from outside.
Mm-hmm.
You add to that, we are in environment of non-Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
When minority of Muslim and the majority of non-Muslim, the rule change.
Mm-hmm.
They call it fiqh. Every place and every time
mm-hmm.
it has a different fiqh.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean we deny the regulation.
Mm-hmm.
It is wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
What to implement now, what to delay.
Mm-hmm.
We not deny it, we delay it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? According to the condition of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because no compulsion in religion.
Mm-hmm.
No compulsion in the deen of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you have to do for yourself
mm-hmm.
between you and Him.
Mm-hmm.
You do not do it because I command you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm your husband, I command you
mm-hmm.
to do. Because I'm your teacher, I command you to do.
Mm-hmm.
At this time you will do for me,
mm-hmm.
you will not do it for Allah.
Mm-hmm.
But I teach you to be close to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
When the time come, you will do it purely
mm-hmm.
between you and your Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And this way also you find many groups. They said, let's do jihad, let's do fighting, let's do this, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they forget also, they do not have the quality.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have the right understanding.
Mm-hmm.
By this way, once you allow yourself
mm-hmm.
to go
mm-hmm.
in any action
mm-hmm.
with the name of Islam,
mm-hmm.
with lack of knowledge, lack of leadership,
mm-hmm.
lack of low role model,
mm-hmm.
lack of bad conduct,
mm-hmm.
you become a destruction to Islam,
mm-hmm.
not benefit to Islam,
mm-hmm.
and you see the example life around you.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the living Muslim example?
Mm-hmm.
If today the American Muslim people want to embrace Islam, where is the Muslim to educate them?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the Muslim with a kind of role model for them?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the Muslim with the right knowledge
mm-hmm.
to support them?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the love
mm-hmm.
for mankind?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
How you invite people when you hate them?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to kill everybody? Is this the mission of Islam?
Mm-hmm.
Or to invite people to the mercy of Allah?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Mm-hmm.
Like one person said, to kill a person for Allah and go to paradise is easy, but to struggle and work out so hard and sacrifice your time, your money, everything. Two, set the role model to this person, embrace Islam and be good for Allah is tough. Which one is easy? And which one is difficult? Which one is more rewarding? And which one it will be a pleasure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, are we supposed to kill everybody? No. Are we supposed to kill anybody? No. We're supposed to invite people. But how I invite you when I'm harsh? How I invite you when I'm tough? How I invite you when I'm stubborn in my own understanding? How I invite you when I have lack of knowledge by myself? And I'm ready to listen to you and deal with you according to who you are and where you're coming from. How? What do you think? How? How you invite to things and you're not even doing it? You see? By this way, what I'm trying to share with you today is a majority of Muslims misunderstand Islam. Why? Because a lot of this Muslim, all of us came again from colonialism. And once you pass colonialism, the people was divided into group and sect. Each group and sect was driven by political situation and economy situation and a lot of struggle inside the area where they're coming from for struggle to survive. But the message has been lost. Instead of surviving Islam, it becomes survivor by themselves. And the whole Islamic message become confusion. Instead of me struggling for Islam, I struggle for land, I struggle for money, I struggle for economy, I struggle for political aim, but I'm not struggling to spread Islam. This is why you find the same people lacking of good manner. You ever heard about any prophet or messenger in any religion running after people beat them up? No way. People beat the messenger and prophet, but messenger and prophet never beat people. Why? Because if messenger prophet beat people once, they said, look at him, look what he does, and his message is gone. But he has to be patient, he has to be a sponge, he has to take all this beating and insulting and humiliation for Allah and burden it by himself in his own struggle and offset it by good manner and good conduct. Because you will never be attracted to me unless I have a good manner and good conduct. You will never be attracted to me until I be kind and generous to you. You see, this is Islam. This is why even you want to invite anybody to Islam, you invite people with Islam, with your manner, with your conduct, with your generosity, and with your peaceful manner, and with wisdom, according to where you are. If I have today a woman came to me with bikini, and she has no any clothing, but she won't know about Islam. I tell her, cover completely. She doesn't know. This is her job. You know? Now, I have to educate her first. And when she become a Muslim, and she understand, she will go cover by herself. For Allah, not for me. Step by step. I remember this lady, I forget who she is. I have her tape, believe it or not. Why I became a Muslim. You have the tape? You should look for it.
Or
whatever. And this woman, she said something very beautiful. She married a Pakistani man. And this Pakistani man was a very nice man and very wise. And he was very patient with her. And she said, he never talked to me about covering. He never talked to me about nothing. And he told me even for 5 years, he never pushed me for anything. 5 years. And she said, one day, Allah gave me guidance. And I decided to change all my clothes. And it took me 5 years. In the tip of called Chosen Islam, is a Jewish man, actually from Long Island in here. He's a doctor. He said, I embrace Islam. Mm-hmm. And he went to Florida. Mm-hmm. And he was a Muslim for 3 years. Mm-hmm. But he never really practiced. Mm-hmm. One day, he met these people mm-hmm. who really was like inspiring him. Mm-hmm. And he started fasting Ramadan and make Salah mm-hmm. all the time with them in the masjid. Mm-hmm. And he said, at this time, I discover mm-hmm. I really embraced Islam 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But actually now, mm-hmm. I start to be a Muslim. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. By this way, Islam take time. Mm-hmm. It take time. Mm-hmm. When you eat something, doesn't mean your body will be having nutritious value from this meal mm-hmm. after 1 hour. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. It might take days. It might take 8 hours. It might take 16 hours mm-hmm. for your body to digest it mm-hmm. and start mm-hmm. sending different mineral and vitamin and different carbohydrate and sugar and whatever. Mm-hmm. Similar. Mm-hmm. When we embrace Islam, it takes time mm-hmm. to digest the meaning, mm-hmm. to establish the connection, to fall and get up, mm-hmm. to come over our weakness. Mm-hmm. All this takes time and a struggle. Mm-hmm. It can take years. Mm-hmm. It can take 10 years, 5 years, 15 years. Mm-hmm. It varies from one person to another. Mm-hmm. By this way, who am I mm-hmm. to burden anyone by any rule because it is the rule of Allah? Mm-hmm. I have no right. Mm-hmm. My education is how to be a good Muslim between you and Allah. Mm-hmm. My education, how to know your own Lord, how to know who's Allah, mm-hmm. how to know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to understand your own faith. Mm-hmm. Because the more you understanding, now you become molded into it. Mm-hmm. Now when the time come mm-hmm. and somebody or you read about it, mm-hmm. Some regulation, you would be ready to implement it with love and devotion. Mm-hmm. Nobody can break it from you. Mm-hmm. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. Today, my sister, is the majority of people forget da'wah, mm-hmm. invitation. Mm-hmm. And they forget the basic understanding behind it. Mm-hmm. And how to invite, mm-hmm. how to be kind, how to be generous, mm-hmm. how to be patient. Mm-hmm. How to look to the priority. Mm-hmm. The priority is to people enter paradise. Mm-hmm. The priority is how to people reach the mercy of Allah. Mm-hmm. After that, who you are, mm-hmm. how much you implement is not my job. Mm-hmm. It's a job between you and Him, mm-hmm. the Almighty. Mm-hmm. Very important. Do you understand this point?
Yes.
Very important.
Yes.
Extremely important. Mm-hmm.
You know what, sir? I'm gonna sit back. Like, I think my eyes are
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
This knowledge I consider today one of the all high priority knowledge mm-hmm. we should have. Mm-hmm. This is one of the most important knowledge mm-hmm. I should think about it. Mm-hmm. Because without this knowledge, mm-hmm. I can go to the wrong track. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I'm looking to you now and said, MashaAllah, you have good, strong, you know, body. Let me take you to the Olympic. Mm-hmm. Yes, you might be running mm-hmm. nice or walking nice, mm-hmm. but it might be too much for you. Mm-hmm. You can pull the muscles, mm-hmm. you can cut a muscle, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. what do you call it, like stretch the muscles,
yeah.
you can damage the muscles, mm-hmm. and you will never win.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Mm-hmm. Because I do not give respect to your own body, mm-hmm. and I do not allow you to go for training mm-hmm. and testing mm-hmm. and see how you are mm-hmm. and where you are.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Go ahead.
What is the purpose of da'wah? Like, why do Muslims try to invite others?
MashaAllah. Beautiful question. The question is, why Muslim has to invite others?
Mm-hmm.
What is Islam? Islam is the last revelation which always calling to mankind to know whom is the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Without the Creator, you finished.
Mm-hmm.
There's no benefit in you in earth.
Mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, He said, walk in earth and see all the dynasty and all the kingdom and all the people and all civilization before you. I destroy it. When they disobey me, I destroy it. A very clear message. We're not here to decorate the earth. We are here to recognize the will of the Creator, the one who gave us the air, the water, the living, the one we're going to go back to Him. By this way, the ultimate knowledge, the ultimate benefit for mankind is to mankind go to His own Creator, the Almighty One. Okay? Now, once you embrace Islam, you have an oath between you and Allah to be devoted to Him. Now, let me give you a small example. If you love someone and you realize how much this person with all his quality and what he done for you, what you do? You walk and you talk about the person. You show gratitude to the person. You talk about the people about the person. What about the Almighty? He doesn't deserve to us to talk about him? You see? Musa alayhi salam, Musa's, you know, one time he was walking and he said, "Oh Allah, I won't be near you. How I get near you?" He said, "Oh Musa's, love me and love those who love me and make people love me." He said, "Oh Allah, I know the first and I know the second. How I know how I do the third?" He said, "Remind people of my gift and my giving to them, they will love me." If you look today to mankind, what happened? They living in the treasure and the pleasure of Allah, the Almighty One. But they forget Him and they become so arrogant. And they remember what they're doing and they forget what He's doing to them daily and every moment.
Yeah.
What more than that? Stray, blindness. By this way, a Muslim, when we invite with a cause. What is the cause? To take the people from darkness to light. From the torture of Allah to the mercy of Allah. From hellfire to paradise. From the darkness and evil of this life to the openness and the ultimate treasure and pleasure in paradise. From being a slave to temptation and the Satan to be a slave to the Almighty One. To stop being a slave to each other and be a slave to the Almighty One. To not follow the regulation and constitution of each other and follow the regulation and constitution of the Almighty One. Because one of His name, one of His attribute, He's the ruler. He's the ruler. He's the judge. Because He deserves it. He created us. He knows what is good for us. But what happened is, the majority of Muslims are completely not aware about the message and the importance of the message. The another point, if somebody give you a gift and you feel this gift is so precious and so important and so valuable and can benefit other, are you going to save it for yourself and be greedy and selfish? Or are you going to share it with others? You see? And also you have to know, after the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is no prophet after that. By this way, how a revelation can invite by itself? The revelation needs people. Who is this people? The believer. You invite according to what you know. And if you do not know, you take the person to somebody who knows. Is no excuse. But what happened today? May Allah forgive me and forgive them. The majority of Muslims, especially in the West, they came from poverty, lack of everything in material status. And once they come to Western society, all the material status, and they drown themselves in the material status, and they forget who they are, what the message is. You add to that the lack of knowledge from the beginning. Because the majority of these people did not come with knowledge. And even what you see until now, all this lack of unity, because lack of knowledge. If we talk to each other, if we allow each other to hear each other, our difference will become less and less and less. But if I'm stubborn in what I know, and you're stubborn in what you know, and you're not ready to even hear me, well, how we can be united? How? And this you see today a lot. Why again? The lack of knowledge. Because Islam teach us unity above any kind. If all of us today will become unity in the front of Allah and we are naked, much better than we be divided and all of us covered. Why? Because if we are naked but united, as soon or later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His mercy and little by little we will become good people. But if we divided and each one of us is arrogant and stubborn, we cannot do nothing. Because with division you cannot do too much. Because also part of Islam to be a brotherhood and sisterhood. How I be brotherhood and sisterhood when I cannot see you? When you are untouchable? When you are thinking about yourself only? What about mankind? Who will educate them? Who will warn them? Who will advise them? Who will call them to Islam? If me sitting home, you sitting home, I worry about myself, you worry about yourself, what about who will invite toward Islam? Who? And this job is not belong to man. It belongs to man and woman. Everyone according to his own capability. Do you understand? Very important. And also is a duty and obligation according to Quran and Sunnah. Okay? And also is a bounty. Whoever Allah accept him to work for Allah and invite toward Allah. Imagine when you work for $5, you said, I work for $5. When you work for $10, you said, I work for $10. When you work for $20, you said, I work for $20. When you work $100 per hour, you said, I work $100 per hour. When you work in a big firm, you said, I'm belong to this firm. What about being belong to Allah? Is this not the highest? To invite people to mankind and let them know who is Allah. Is this not a noble cause? What is noble than that? If you feed me today, you take care about my hunger for one day or so. If you take care about any of my need, you take care about it for one day, one half a day, one time, two time. But what about if you invite me to Islam? You benefit me in this life and hereafter. Which one is higher? Which one for infinity? Which is the highest priority cause can be to mankind? Tell me. Think about it. And if you do not do it, I do not do it, who will do it?
It's difficult. Huh?
What do you mean?
I know, I think I'm trying to, I'm so busy, feel that I'm so busy with myself, trying to get better, and I feel like I'm becoming more and more careless about other people.
That's it?
Yeah.
And believe it or not, you will destroy yourself. Uh-huh. And Allah will not like. Uh-huh. Even if you are the best. Uh-huh. Why? Because actually also part of our job in Quran is to exercise what is right. Uh-huh. And permit what is right. Uh-huh. And stop and prohibit what's wrong. Who will do that? The evil have his own army. The Satan has his own people working for him. Who will work for goodness? Like the early good scholars used to say, if the voice of the truth become low, the voice of oppression become high. Don't blame the oppression. Blame the people of the truth. Because if the people of the truth is not doing their job, the oppression will do their job. If you do not do your job, Satan, the evil, will do his job. And also something, one scholar educated me about something so beautiful, which a lot of Muslims today blind from it. If you worry about yourself and your family, I worry about myself and our family, and we forget outside, we forget we are part of outside. If we do not develop the environment outside, the environment outside will destroy us. Because we are a product of environment. We cannot run away from environment. You cannot run away from any society. A Muslim go and live in a society and little by little change himself and changing people by his manner and good conduct and role model. But if I do not communicate with the people, if I do not think about them, If I do not worry about them, they will destroy me. Mm-hmm. And this is what's happening today. Mm-hmm. And who will be the most criminal? We do. Because we did not do our job. And we become selfish and greedy, and everybody think about his family, and that's it. Do you understand? And this, believe it or not, this meaning is far away from a lot of the people's mind. And you said, okay, where do you get it from? I tell you very simple. As a Muslim, I cannot talk about anything just by my head or because I like it. It has to be belong to the teaching of the Prophet. In Mecca, when the revelation started, it was not too much to learn. It was no any regulation. Some of the early people who embraced Islam with the Prophet, they asked him, who is the Prophet of Allah? What is our job? Now we embrace Islam, what we do? He said, go invite to what you believe. Finished. By this way, in the time of Mecca, 13 years, it was invitation to the message. Because also something else. Any topic you talk about it a lot, it will enter your heart. If I like certain drink, and I keep talking about it, this drink, I will become so beloved to my heart, and the people around me, they will love it too, from the amount of talking about it. If I talk about a car, if I talk about a woman, if I talk about a house, if I talk about situation, if I talk about business, the more I talk about something, it will reach my heart. And the reality of what I'm talking about it will come and manifest in me. Similar, and this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to invite toward Allah. If you talk about Allah, 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 Allah all the time, as soon or later, the reality of Allah will come in your heart. Because day and night you're busy about Allah. Day and night thinking about Allah. Day and night you invite toward Allah. If you work in any company as a salesperson, before you know it, you become a believer of the product. Why? You invite to the product day and night. You become the consumer of the product. You love it. It becomes part of you. This human nature. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, remember me in abundance. Why Allah tell me, remember me in abundance? Because the more I remember something, it will come in my heart. I always talk about it. If we talk about Lexus come in my heart. If we talk about Mercedes-Benz will come in my heart. If we talk about certain house or a vacation in Hawaii or something, talk about it too much, you will dream about it. You will love it. You will desire it. You will want to do it. Anything you talk about it a lot, the reality of it will come in your heart. And you will build desire and zeal to do. And you will build love. And before you know it, you have to work for it. Or you have to work toward it. You see? Similar, in Islam, if we talk about Jannah, paradise, if we talk about Allah, the bounty of Allah, who's the creator, now we become the inviter and the advertiser of the creator. Okay, if I keep quiet, what I'm going to talk about it? Material. Because in any given time, either you are inviter or invited. Any time in your life, either I invited you or you invited me. All the time, all of us as a mankind. If I love a cat, you will come in here, we talk about cats, you will go and you all you have in your heart when I'm going to buy a cat. You see? If, may Allah forgive me, if the person love gambling, talk about you about gambling, and talk about you about the benefit of gambling, how gambling is very nice, how it motivates you, how you become so aggressive, how, all of a sudden you said, give me a ticket, let me go to Atlantic City or Las Vegas. Why? Because I promote you.
Now I have a question, but being like, see, I'm very new to this, right? It's Muslim, very new thing. Studying all this Islam and everything. Now I feel that it's very different, right? The secular world, what people watch
understand,
on TV,
yeah.
Yes. Now, I feel maybe is it, do you think I should, I feel that sometimes maybe I should seclude myself for a while and then study. But I feel like maybe I should, I need to shut up and like not listen to anybody. And it's really being secluded because then it gets like,
okay. You know? Anything you're going to do, mm-hmm. it has to be under advice and supervision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has to be under advice mm-hmm. and supervision.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you do not have knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you will go out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
Because Satan mm-hmm. won't take you to one situation after another.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
mm-hmm.
if you said, I want seclusion,
mm-hmm.
seclusion is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if you are with the right companion,
mm-hmm.
in the right company,
mm-hmm.
with the right knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it in the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
it will destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Your nafs, your desire cannot take it.
Mm-hmm.
You said, oh, I miss the TV,
mm-hmm.
I miss this, I miss that,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot take it.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Islam always teach us, go slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Build slowly.
Mm-hmm.
To when the time right,
mm-hmm.
you will do.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Islam also teach me,
mm-hmm.
make an effort.
Mm-hmm.
Make an effort.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, make a daily effort even for 1 hour or 2 hours to study.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
To offset what you see.
Mm-hmm.
What you see advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Advertising to material status,
mm-hmm.
to material life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the education of Islam, it invites you
mm-hmm.
to the hereafter,
mm-hmm.
not this life.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Right.
And don't expect it to come overnight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you do it quick, it will break you.
Mm-hmm.
And it will not benefit you.
Mm-hmm. Like when you listen to the values in Islam, right? How do I explain this? Like, things that are important to people who don't know Islam in this world becomes unimportant to Muslims. Right, like they talk about this movie, music, TV, and it's, I cannot communicate with my friends, you know, my family.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes very difficult.
Sure.
They focus on
what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buy a beautiful carpet. Why don't you buy beautiful clothes? And
mm-hmm.
it's hard for me to still be nice and, you know, because I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to be like, oh,
okay,
you know.
But what happened
mm-hmm.
is, again, you need at this time wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
How to listen
mm-hmm.
and not talk too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you talk too much,
mm-hmm.
they will label you
mm-hmm.
and you're not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to have the role model.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the quality.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the knowledge backing you up.
Right, right. That's why I'm thinking, is it better to stay away and shut up?
If you get away completely,
mm-hmm.
they might label you, you are a sick person.
Uh-huh.
And in the future, you cannot invite.
Mm-hmm.
But I said,
mm-hmm.
be light,
mm-hmm.
very light.
Mm-hmm.
Be a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind and generous.
Mm-hmm.
Give a quick visit,
mm-hmm.
but not for too long.
I see, I see.
And make excuses.
I see.
And in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
organize your time.
Mm-hmm.
By this way, you're building your own knowledge and faith.
Mm-hmm.
To when the time is right,
mm-hmm.
and you go,
mm-hmm.
you can attract one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Because also invitation, it has an art.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a system, and it has a discipline.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for me to talk to you now is easy.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have 10, 15 people, different ideology, different understanding,
mm-hmm.
it will become a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You see, for example, last time,
mm-hmm.
when we have one person,
mm-hmm.
he opposing certain knowledge,
mm-hmm.
it become a confusion.
Mm-hmm.
By this way, if you do not have the backup knowledge
mm-hmm.
to what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
you might be confused. What are these guys talking about it?
Mm-hmm.
You see, similar when you invite,
mm-hmm.
you have to respect the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You do not invite 10 people together.
Mm-hmm.
It will become tough.
Mm-hmm.
The heart is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, you see a person, and you see the person saying, for example, I really want to know who am I. I want to know what's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find a situation where I can really enrich my soul.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my soul is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Now I take this person aside. I set appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat with the person alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk
uh-huh.
in a peaceful way.
Mm-hmm.
This is invitation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I cannot give a speech in the middle of a party
mm-hmm.
and people will listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
They will laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
And it will not be benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But you understand my main concern? My main concern is when you go now from one place to another, from one person to another, I want you to focus in priority and what's the reality of the understanding of Islam. And let me teach you something. You want to know who's talking? Very simple. Look to the manner of the person. Look to the love of the person to mankind, which is the mercy of the person, and how the person is ease. Because nothing can spread without ease and love and patience and compassion. If you're harsh and tough, you cannot benefit nobody, not even yourself. Not even yourself. You think you do, but you do not. Without mentioning the sister name, is if you think about where she coming from, her people out. The majority of people from Albania or Bosnia is out. What I mean, they do not know Islam. They live in communist regime for 2 decades. Wonder what they know. They have a Muslim name, but they do not know any better. If I go in a harsh way, do you think they will be able to handle me? No way. By this way, which one is better? To go and be soft with them and step by step educate them and save them from their own ignorance? Or I stuck with one or two regulations and forget the whole Islam and mankind, and now I cannot benefit nobody except myself in a couple of topics. Which one it makes sense? I benefit to mankind minus one or two topics, or I do everything, I have no benefit to mankind? Tell me, which one in the eye of Allah will be more pleasure?
First.
What's that?
First
one to be benefit to yourself only?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You see, if I, again, focus on this and don't ever forget it. If you're good to yourself and not good to nobody, what's the benefit of you on earth? Tell me, what's the benefit of you? What you can do anything for Islam? How Islam can spread? How Islam can benefit from you? If you take vitamin, and you're building your body, but you're not using it for any goodness, what do you do with your all these muscles? Are you selfish? You just want to have a good muscle and that's it? You see, this is not Islam. Islam is not selfish at all. Islam is not selfish at all. Islam is not greed. Islam is giving. Do you understand? Also, Islam teach us something. Knowledge, like anything else, it has to be learned gradually. Imagine if I take you now to a lab again, and I tell you, okay, let's perform this surgical operation. But you do not have the basic knowledge. Can you do it successfully? No way. Can I take you to a chemist lab and I tell you, let's do this formula, and you do not know the basic of chemical? No. How we do that with Islam? How we want to be a good Muslim without a teacher? How we want to be a good Muslim without learning? How we want to be a good Muslim without mercy? How we want to be a good Muslim for ourselves and forget about others? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best nation came out to mankind. You see, came out to mankind. By this way, Allah invites us to go out to mankind. Very important. Especially at this time. Do you understand? And always, like I always say, trust your heart. But also trust your heart with the knowledge. Together, they can give you a beautiful bond. Any question, any concern?
Fine now.
You fine now? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت